Ai, tēnā rā koutou katoa e te iwi hakarongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko te ika, iwa te kaumāwhitu ira tahi te iariri. I rungi te wāia kōrero ko Rowena Tāna ki te kōrero e pāna ki wētahi o ngā tūranga hau ki tō rātou taratihi o ngā tihine hauora. Nō reira, me tāuri ake tātou ki aia e tēnā koe e Rowena.
Tēnā koe, Joe. Tēnā koutou katoa. Ko Rowena Tāna tōku ingoa. Ko au te heamana o te hea o te hauora o Ngāti Hine. No Ngāti Hine a hau, me Ngāti Manu. Kia ora.
Ai, kia ora. Ai, so I see that there are some available positions coming up at the Ngāti Hine House Trust. Can we first start off, though, with a little bit about yourself and how long you have been in the position as Chair of Ngāti Hine Health Trust?
Hi. So I've been the chair for just under a year now. It wasn't a position that I had wanted for myself. I lots of other things to carry on with, but it's what the people of Ngāti Hine wanted. And so they put me up as the chair, and my fellow trustees appointed me as the chair. So come November, our AGM, that'll be my first complete year.
I can imagine why, because over the years, as you know, the two of us have worked together through the Ngāpuhi claims, and you have much experience in so many different kaupapa, and I would definitely myself be happy to have you chairing one of our trusts as well. But since you have been in, what has sort of been a major focus for yourself and the trust looking forward into the future?
For this year, we've had a very busy year, the Ngāti Hine House Trust. As we know, there are many kaupapa and challenges, many challenges our people are faced with. So we as Ngāti Hine, the Health Trust, have been involved intimately with the COVID response for our people. Housing, the housing shortage, the housing need. There is just so much work to do. But for our board, we're very clear that we want to bring our health trust closer to our people. For us, it's about ensuring that we hang on to the past, because that's where we came from. That's how we were formed. Is dealing with today and preparing for our future, for our people's future. So that's some of what we're about at the Ngāti Hine Health Trust.
Ka pai. And so are you able to tell us these positions that have become available and what it is that you're seeking from those positions?
This year's AGM, or this year, there are three trustee positions available. Two of them retire by rotation, and one is a current vacancy. So in my view, what we are looking for is, actually, you tell us what you have to offer people. This is what we're about. This is what the health trust is about. Our health trust is about helping our whānau to find their voice, to steady their footing, and to advance their well-being. And so what have you as a potential applicant, or anybody as a potential applicant, got to contribute to that? Sure, we can say that our current trustees, we have people from the health sector, is their background, from education, marketing, finance. But what have you got to bring that you can contribute to our people's future, for helping our people with their future?
Ai, ka pai, and what I get from that myself is having vision, having initiative, and also just a drive to really contribute towards our whānau, towards your whānau. So that is actually, it's a first that I've heard myself to really have that approach in wanting to fulfill some vacancies and even some trustee positions. And I actually take a lot from that corridor just then. I was just like, oh, my mind's gone all over the place thinking about that. But it sounds like a really awesome approach. And as you have raised the difficulties of our times having to deal with COVID-19 and this Delta outbreak that we are currently dealing with, has there been any major challenges or obstacles to achieve what the Trust has had in mind so far?
Well, as you know, for us, it's really important that our whānau are safe and that they are kept well. We see the vaccination as one way of helping with that. But my view this morning when I woke up, I thought, actually, for our whānau, I know there's a lot of concern, mistrust. We know that. Joel, after having been through the Waitangi tribunals about mistrust of the Crown and what they're saying to us. So my advice to our whānau is don't listen to what you're being told to. Instead, think about your whakapapa, think about your uri, think about your mokopuna and what is going to be best for them and do the right thing by them. So if your decision is to vaccinate for those purposes, kapai. If you decide not to vaccinate because it's not going to be good for you, you feel it's not going to be good for your whakapapa, oh well, kei a koe te tikanga. Mm. You know, that's how I look at it. But we're here to help our whānau. If you choose to have vaccinations, we're here to help you. If you require some swabs, some testing, we're here to help you do that as well. Mm. That's my response, Joel.
Kapai. And also I've been seeing ones like yourself and Pita Tipune also out on the front line with our boundaries out there with Ruben Taipari and Hone Harawira Ma out there. Is this something that you'd also look for when like seeking the on-hands approach from those who may want to put their hand up to become a potential trustee?
Yeah, definitely. Look, it was great to be out there on Saturday at our checkpoint. Working, Ngati Hine has been working with our police force partnership, and it was great to have Ruben and his team there there to support as well, and just check in with our whānau as they're coming through. How are you? Where are you going? Is there anything we can help you with? There were a lot of vehicles turned back that day because, as we know, someone with COVID has been in into Te Tokero, and so we were trying to help limit movement, unnecessary movement around Te Tokero. It was a good thing to do.
Ka pai, absolutely. And for one like myself to see yourself and Pita out there and getting involved exactly with some of our whanaungas and the prihimana out there, just really trying to keep our whānau safe, as you said, as part of the major focus of the Trust and to keep their growth amongst the whānau. And obviously COVID has become a major part of our life now. Is that basically in the focus of most things that the Trust are having to deal with now or wanting to focus when looking forward to the future?
That is just one of our priorities. It's about keeping our whānau, helping keep our whānau safe. I mean, the housing crisis is real. We, on Friday evening, we had a barbecue in Moirua. Ngāti Hine Health Trust is looking to build some houses there for our whānau, and it was really important to go and hear their voice, those that are surrounding, neighbouring the property that we're looking to build on, and to see what they think about it all. And so that's another priority for Ngāti Hine Health Trust. Another priority is about building our capacity, our capability, supporting our team with what they need to be able to carry out their mahi on behalf of Ngāti Hine Health Trust.
We have been seeing the whanaunga, the Honourable Pini Hinare, talking about housing and sharing about how we can also address those issues, because not only is it about getting vaccinated, we still have all those issues that we have before us prior to the outbreaks. And again, thank you, Rowena, for taking the time out. I know not only do you have your mahi, you have your whānau depending on you to be there, be a mum, a nanny, and all the rest of it. So again, do you have any final kōrero for our whanaunga out there who are listening in regards to the kaupapa of your trustees, the trust itself, or even just some wise words if you may share?
Aye. So with regards to the trustee position, let us hear what you have to bring to the table. We have lots of decisions to make for our people, for our future. Together we can do that. We need brave, solutions-focused, transformative and strategic people. If you feel you've got some of that, let's have a conversation. Put your application in. You never know. You might just make the cut. Mm. So, look, on behalf of the Health Trust, thank you very much, Joel, for giving me a call today and letting me talk about these positions that we have on offer, and also about some of the priorities that we as at the Ngāti Hine Health Trust are currently faced with and helping to serve our people with. So look forward to talking to you again. I'm a bit not expert at this sort of stuff, but I hope you're able to glean some of that goodness from my kōrero today.
Nā, ka pai, I appreciate the kōrero. Nei rati mea tu kia koe, hei whaiwā ki te kōrero kia hau i te rangi nei, e pāna ki wēnei kaupapa katoa, ko tō koutou taratihi, ko tēnei tūmomo mate o te mate uru tā, tēnei mate kōwhiori, i pā mai ki rungi a hau o te tai toke rau, o te whānau whānui, no reira, nei rati mea tu kia koe e Rowena.
Kia ora, Joel, tēnā koutou.
Ai, ko Rowena tāna tērā, te heamana o te hauro o Ngāti Hine, no reira, he tino mihi atu ki a rātou mā e mahi pautekaha ki te noho haumaru o mātou whanaunga o Ngāti Hine o te rohe whānui i tēnei wā taumaha o te mate kōwhiori. No reira, te whānau mautonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hikuati ika, iwa tukau māwhitu ira tahi te iarere.